I'm Indigo. I wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood. Yeah, when I moved here, no one welcomed me either. I think that's a thing just on TV. But I am doing it now, so I guess people do it. I saw that you moved in with a newborn baby. Just wanted to let you know, if you need a babysitter, I'm here. Babysitting is not my full-time job or anything, but I do it sometimes so that I can have some extra money. I'm a college student. Anyway, sorry, these are for you. I don't know if you're vegan or not, but these are vegan and they're delicious, I promise. You don't need to be afraid. Sure, I'd love to come in, thank you. Coffee would be great. How are you liking the neighborhood? Oh, wow. That is a big change from what you're used to. I love it here. Well, my parents moved here probably about 15 years ago. I like it so much here, I haven't wanted to leave. So I go to college nearby and I stay with my parents. Like I said, it's a great neighborhood, but it's even better now that you're here. Well, if you want to call it flirting, then yeah, I was flirting. Oh, yeah, no, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I saw her holding the baby. I knew that you were married. I'm sorry. It's okay? Okay. But if you weren't married, then yeah, you could say I was definitely flirting with you. Sorry. I need to control myself. You are very, very handsome. Definitely the most handsome person in this neighborhood. I just like to give compliments. But yeah, I suppose it is flirting too. But that's only because you're so hot. Changing the subject, what brings you guys here? Oh, she got a new job. How did she manage that? She just had a baby. They hired her while she was 9 months pregnant? They must have really wanted her. Sweetest thing I've ever heard. Normally, it's women who have to give up their career so that they can be a stay-at-home mom. But you're a stay-at-home dad? Oh, temporarily? Well, I think that's awesome. And pretty hot. Sorry. I hope that didn't offend you. I'm gonna try to filter myself a little bit better. So is the baby home right now? Rosalie, that's a pretty name. Can we just go take a peek? I want to see. Thank you. Oh, she is so adorable. I could just eat her little face. Thank you for letting me come in here. I think my ovaries are twitching. Sorry, yeah, I don't want to wake her. We can go into the other room and talk. You could say I have baby fever. They're so cute. If I could have one right now, I would. I have to finish school, find a guy, get married, have a baby. Oh, I don't want to wait that long. I seriously have baby fever right now, and I just want to get knocked up. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Sorry. I date a little bit, but there's no one that I want to breed me right now. Well, never mind. You're very cute. Again, if you were not married, I'm curious. Why haven't you kicked me out yet? Well, I keep hitting on you. And you're obviously very, very, very happily married. What was that? No. You said, well, after I said that. You're not? I don't know. I mean, that was your very first reaction when I said that. You're, well, so you keep saying that you're happy, but what's going on? I know I'm a stranger, but maybe that will make it easier for you to talk about it. Oh, well, she just did have a baby. Oh, a few months ago. Yeah, I've heard that can happen when people have a baby. I know it can take a while for the whole sex life thing to return. I hope it returns soon. Is there anything else going on? You're not really connecting the same since the baby? I've never had a baby, so I don't know. Is it stressful having a new baby? Oh, shit. That's like no sleep at all. I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess it is stressful then. You know, if you want to take a nap or something, I can watch Rosalie for free. No, it's fine. I always heard you're supposed to sleep when the baby sleeps. And then here I am barging in while the baby's sleeping, and I'm basically interrupting your nap time. I'm sorry. Are you sure? I'm happy to do it. Wait, what was my question? About why you haven't kicked me out yet? You like the attention? I get that. You like having your ego stroked? Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess with the baby, she's preoccupied, and so the baby's getting all the attention, and you're not. You know, I'm more than happy to come here when I can and watch Rosalie, and you can nap, and I can flirt with you while you're awake, and I can be here to stroke your ego. A double entendre? Yeah, it was. No, I don't welcome everybody. In fact, you're the very first person I've ever welcomed to the neighborhood. No, not because of the baby. Well, yes, because of the baby. That was my excuse I was going to use for coming over to offer the babysitting. But I saw you. I thought you were really hot. I saw your wife leave this morning, so I knew that she wasn't home. And, wow, I sound like a horrible person right now. I should just stop. I'm not a homewrecker. I guess maybe I wanted attention, too. Just like you do. Attention from a hot guy. Yeah, we both need it. Yeah, flirting couldn't hurt. Just flirting. That way? Okay. It's hard to walk and kiss at the same time. I like getting this kind of attention. Yeah, you too. When was the last? This is more comfortable. Time that you made out with your wife. Sorry, we don't need to talk about her. Before she was pregnant? Dude, come back to me here. You need a makeout session. Bad. Is that okay? My hand there? Sorry, it just kind of came naturally to me. You sure? I can move my hand off your cock if it makes you uncomfortable. Sorry, we said we were going to flirt and then we went right to kissing and then right to the bed and this just felt like it's what comes next. It's okay. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't help stroking your ego. It would be a lot easier to stroke, though, if we take these off. I like giving you attention. I like stroking you. Look, this can all be about you. That's fine. I can give you some attention in order to relax you and provide some stress relief. And then you can go take a nap. And then when Rosalie wakes up, I'll go take care of her. Sounds good? Yeah, lube would probably be more comfortable for you. There we go. Just relax. Yes, I want you to nap. You need it. You get no sleep. Yeah, I'd be happy to kiss you again. Why, hello there. I thought I was going to relax you and you were going to take a nap. Hard to take a nap when you're on top of me like this. Oh, lifting my shirt. Are you going to... I love how your lips feel on my belly. You know, if you need better access, since you're putting your hand up my shorts, you could take them off. But I really did mean it. This can just be about you. Your fingers feel amazing. Do you have any condoms? Oh shit, yeah, that's right. You wouldn't, would you? I wouldn't normally say this, but we could still have sex. You could just pull out. No, I'm not on the pill. Oh, yeah, no, I totally get that. I mean, that would not be good for you if you impregnated someone who's not your wife. Maybe this was just a bad idea. I'm sorry. I could go if you want, or I could give you that hand job. I'd still be happy to do that. You have an idea? Okay, well, what is it? Okay, well, I like your idea. But how is this different than my idea where you just pull out in time? Oh, I'll see. Okay. Oh, I bet it's been a while for you. It's been a while for me too, actually. I don't have sex with that many people. I need a real connection, you know? But I guess you were kind of the exception. You're just really hot. I couldn't help myself. I don't know. You just did something to my ovaries, I think. And I was just like, oh, I want that hot guy to breed me. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I definitely have no filter when I'm getting fucked. Especially not like this. I'm so fucking stupid right now. just keep fucking me. Oh my god. Flip over? Okay. Oh, are we just getting to a different position? Ah, fuck! What the fuck? Ha! Well, this is clever. Fuck. Just give me a sec to adjust to it. Oh my god. I've never done anal. Fuck. Yeah, no, it's a good idea. I can't get pregnant this way, can I? Oh, fuck. Okay, you can start thrusting. So the plan was to start in my pussy and move to my ass. Again, smart idea. Just took me by surprise. Oh. Oof. Oh. Oh. Yeah, finger me while you do that. Oh. Yeah, that's much better. This. You've gone so long without it. It's fine. It's fine. Just come, please. I can take it. I can take it. I'm enjoying it with your fingers in me, in my pussy. I've been getting more used to it. It's definitely not as painful as when you start it. That's my G spot. Oh yeah, fuck. Well, how do I feel? I feel really full. Yes, I am. Oh my god. Yeah. I did not think at first that I would be able to come when you started, but now, the double penetration. Yeah. I did not even know that women could come that way. I know men can, but wow. Oh, I can feel your cum sliding out of my ass and over my pussy lips. There's a lot of it. You really have not come in a while, have you? It's dripping onto your sheet. You masturbated in the shower yesterday? So this is just from yesterday? Well, somehow you have a lot of buildup. I am just enjoying feeling all of your cum running down my ass and over my pussy. Your sheet is gonna be a mess. Fuck, was that the door? Your wife is the only one with the key? Fuck, today of all days is the day that she comes home early. Oh, shit. Let me get my clothes. Should I hide under the bed or... balcony? Okay. You have a tree right next to the balcony. I'll just climb down the tree, okay? This has been lovely. Thank you. And I'll stop by another time. Just in case you want me to watch Rosalie while you take a nap. Or if you want some attention. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye!